Broadcasting live from the Business Radio X studios in Atlanta, Georgia, it's time for Atlanta Business Radio. Brought to you by OnPay. Built in Atlanta, OnPay is the top-rated payroll and HR software anywhere. Get 1 month free at onpay.com. Now, here's your host.
Lee Cantor here, another episode of Atlanta Business Radio, and this is going to be a good one. But before we get started, it's important to recognize our sponsor, OnPay. Without them, we could not be sharing these stories. Today on Atlanta Business Radio, we have Carmen Bergman with SeaPoint Complex. Welcome, Carmen.
Thank you. Thanks for having me today.
Well, before we get too far into things, tell us about SeaPoint. How are you serving folks?
Absolutely. So the SeaPoint Industrial Terminal Complex, which I know is a mouthful, so I'll refer to it as the SeaPoint Complex, is the ideal location for companies in manufacturing and logistics. And we're located in Savannah, Georgia, along the Savannah River. So the SeaPoint Complex specifically is 600 acres of developable land with 1 mile of deep water river frontage along the main shipping channel in the Savannah River. There's existing infrastructure, direct class one rail, there's access to highways, and again, developable land right next to the river. And so that's a unique asset for Savannah, a unique asset for the state of Georgia. And ultimately, it's an ideal location for companies who are manufacturing or have a heavy reliance on logistics.
So now, are you looking for folks who don't have maybe a footprint in Savannah yet and looking to learn more about that? Or are you trying to get your Savannah folks just to consider this location as well?
Honestly, it's an international location. So a few things that really make SeaPoint unique is that combination of land for development with the river frontage. You can find a mile of river frontage in most places in the U.S. and most places in the world. You could find 600 acres for development anywhere in the world. But when you put those two things together, you get a really unique opportunity. And there's a special type of company that needs to move their goods by vessel, needs that deep water access, but also needs to be able to develop right next to that that heavy logistics requirement. And so the companies that we typically look at are in that manufacturing, logistics, or warehousing and support service space. And oftentimes, those may be Savannah companies, might be existing Georgia companies, but oftentimes are international or multinational corporations as well.
So then how do you get on the radar of those folks?
Oh, it has been quite the learning experience. So we work very closely with our partners at Savannah Economic Development Authority and Georgia Economic Development, as well as our utility partners like Georgia Power. And there's an entire world of site selection consulting. And so we continually pitch and make ourselves available to those corporations to see the site. And because it's such a unique combination of assets, there's a very specific profile that of a company that would want to locate to SeaPoint. And because they're in that manufacturing and logistics sphere, oftentimes that brings with it higher wage, higher investment, and inures to the benefit of the community and the state at large.
Now, can you talk a little bit about the decision to launch this clean tech campus at SeaPoint?
Absolutely. So sustainability has always been at the core of our SeaPoint development. When you enter the property, you turn off of East President Street, which is a main industrial corridor in Savannah, and you immediately see a 1 megawatt solar field that was developed on top of an old city landfill. And we wanted that to serve as a symbol for what was to come with the rest of the development. And so behind that solar field, it's a honeybee sanctuary. Further in on the property, we actually recycle our steam that's produced from our activities existing on site. And we are energy neutral by utilizing and capturing and recycling that steam. And so sustainability has been woven through everything we've done as a company. And when we purchased the site in 2017, there was an existing research and development facility on site. It used to be the global headquarters of research and development for one of the prior owners, state-of-the-art building, It's about 80% lab space, 20% office space, give or take a few square feet. And in all honesty, it was being underutilized. And so as we looked at the development as a whole, we saw this fantastic opportunity to repurpose an underutilized asset, make it available to companies that are advancing transformational clean technologies, new energies, green technologies, whatever word you want to use to describe that. Companies and nonprofits and educational institutions that are doing the hard work to create those technologies specifically in manufacturing and logistics are welcome at the Clean Tech Campus at Sea Point.
And then those companies that are in clean tech are, they could be anywhere in the world, right? So this is what, if they want kind of entree into the Savannah ecosystem and access to the port and access to that side of America, this is almost a no-brainer for them, right?
I agree. It's a no-brainer. It is. And so in addition to those companies, there's also a unique opportunity with COVID and the work from home environment that we now have. Workers are a lot more mobile than they used to be. And so maybe there's an entrepreneur who is not anywhere near Savannah, could have some interest in the Savannah market, but wants to locate here. And so I think there's some unique opportunities there as well.
So are there any incentives for those clean tech companies?
Yes. And if I didn't state it earlier, very specifically, the Clean Tech Campus is an incubator for those companies, nonprofits, and educational institutions. And so as part of that, we've decided to offer 1 year of free rent for those companies that are in the manufacturing and logistics field who want to locate to the Clean Tech Campus. In addition to that 1 year free rent, there's some of the standard amenities that you'd expect of an office complex. You've got access to conference room, very heavily discounted utilities and internet, which is important when you're locating to a new area and want to do so quickly. There's mentorship opportunities that have presented themselves since we've launched the Clean Tech Campus. And really, we're just trying to create an ecosystem for these like-minded people, groups, and organizations to come together right beside existing industry. You mentioned the port community in Savannah. Gulfstream is a major employer in the area. You've got Georgia Power that has activity there. And there's just a lot of opportunity for clean technology related companies to partner with existing industry right here in Georgia.
Now, how mature is that clean tech incubator you got going on over there?
We're in the very early stages. Probably 4 weeks from today, and today's the 19th of November, 4 weeks ago, we launched the Clean Tech Campus to make people aware that this was an incentive and an asset available to them. We've been fielding applications and are reviewing those on an ongoing basis. And so we're in the very early stages, but we can see those seeds already starting to germinate and flourish, and we're really excited about what's to come.
And then how many clean tech firms could you fit in there?
You know, it's pretty flexible. So we've got a total of 60,000 square feet. I mentioned it's probably 80-20, give or take a few, lab space to office space. But some of those office spaces and some of those lab spaces could be retrofitted to where if we reached capacity, let's say we had 20 to 30 firms in there. If we reached capacity, we could have more open style seating and expand more. So there's not a hard cutoff. We are open to those who are interested and encourage people to apply. And like I said, we're reviewing those on an ongoing basis.
Now, how big is the clean tech industry? Is that something that's a fast growing industry in America or in the world?
Oh, absolutely. So there's a lot of different words and catchphrases used to describe clean technologies. I mentioned new energy, green tech, tough tech is one that I've heard recently. But I as reference of the growth in this sector, I was recently reading Larry Fink with BlackRock. He had his annual letter to the CEOs, and he talked about a fundamental reshaping of finance that will better recognize the jeopardy to investment posed by climate risk and lead to a significant reallocation of capital. And I think you're seeing that across the board. The business case is largely proven that it's helpful to lead sustainable industrial practices, and the markets are heading in that direction as well. And so there is a tremendous amount of growth in, like I said, clean technologies, new energy, the words that you want to use. There's ample opportunities for the future.
Now, is this something that the universities are kind of putting, collaborating with you in terms of having degrees in this yet?
Forgive me, Lee, you broke up at the start of that question.
Universities getting behind this concept with their curriculum and creating clean tech classes and majors?
Yes, yes. So I know in Savannah, Georgia Southern has a logistics program, and they often partner with companies in the area to see what the latest technologies are, what the latest practices are, and they have a fantastic program. It's not 100% focused on clean technologies, but it's absolutely aligned with that. I'd also look at what Lieutenant Governor Jeff Duncan is doing with the Partnership for Inclusive Innovation. Georgia Tech has partnered with the state to review a series of pilot programs that are in, and not just clean technologies again, but innovation, technological innovation. Georgia has all of the right ingredients to be the tech capital of the East Coast. And a large part of that, to your point, is the university system, is our education system. And we see those foundational pieces already and are now just building the house on top of them.
So now Savannah is obviously trying to become a leader in this clean tech and to give a home to a bunch of new startups in this area. How did they choose clean tech out of all the different technology choices they could have decided to go into?
The community, the city, or the companies?
Well, just as you as C-Point, like you decided to kind of create this clean tech campus. How did you land on clean tech as the cluster you're trying to build around rather than, you know, any other?
Yeah, yeah. So for us, it came down to a few things. The first was our deep-seated commitment to sustainable industrial practices. And this was a way that we could contribute back to that community, back to that ecosystem. But also, we see it in our business. We see it in the prospects who are interested in locating their manufacturing plant to C-Point. Companies that are interested in building a recycling plant at C-Point. We see a desire and a demand for these technologies of the future and the jobs that will follow them. We see that demand. And so in a lot of ways, this was a way to marry the two ends of the spectrum. The startup companies who are developing these innovations, developing these technologies and ideas, with the multinational corporations that will locate at C-Point, who want to pilot these, who want to test them, and ultimately who want to adopt them. And so this is a way to bring the two ends of that spectrum together under one roof with other stakeholders like nonprofits and educational institutions to go do some good work.
Well, that's an amazing initiative, and congratulations on having the foresight to really pursue something like that. That's a gift you're giving to the community and Georgia.
Thank you very much. We've got some remarkable partners in the process. I mentioned the economic development authorities, the utility providers, the state government, local government. It's really a team effort, and we're excited to see what becomes of it.
So now if there is somebody out there, maybe they have a clean tech startup somewhere out there and they want to learn more about getting free rent for a year, who wouldn't want to know about that? And living in Savannah is not the worst thing you could be doing with your life. That's for sure.
I'd also tell you it's riverfront property. You have to be on the right side of the building, but you could see the river from the clean tech campus. If people are interested in applying, I direct them to C-Point, C-Point complex, complex.com. And there's a tab on the clean tech campus. We'd encourage anyone who's interested to apply. My name is Carmen Bergman and I'm on LinkedIn. My email address is cfbergman@delaneyend.com. And I would be happy to talk to anybody that's interested.
Well, again, congratulations on all the success over there. And you're doing important work and we appreciate you.
Thank you, Lee. I appreciate it as well.
All right. This is Lee Cantor. We will see you all next time on Atlanta Business Radio. And remember, this work would not be possible without the support of our sponsor, OnPay. Please support them so we can continue to share these important stories.
Today's episode of Atlanta Business Radio is brought to you by OnPay, built in Atlanta, OnPay is the top-rated payroll and HR software anywhere. Get 1 month free at onpay.com.